Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
Guys, up about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Hey, thank you very much, and welcome, folks. It is the Ray Program, bringing you the best in money information. Glad to have you on board. A great show planned for you today. We'll be visiting with Ms. Lynn Rowe, Certified Financial Planner. But we start today with why you really shouldn't fear the market. You shouldn't fear these theoretical high valuations, you know, the Shiller CAPE ratios and all the stuff that we do talk about it, why you shouldn't even fear Donald Trump or geopolitical events. That's what we cover today. Hello, Jim Stewart. How you doing there, buddy?
Doing good today. Just love watching the market. I love listening to Trump. I love the weather. I love San Diego. I love
Trump.
The show. I
what
love
you
everything.
You're like, you know, in the low percentages there, because a lot of people don't like the fellow, and there's all kinds of things. He's just surrounded with controversy. But, you know, he's doing his best, I think, to make America great again. We're going to find out. And in 4 years, you'll find out for sure to see if everybody that voted for him the first time around votes for him the second time around. I'm holding out a lot of hope. But anyway, as we tackle this subject, the myth of low returns, I want you to pay close attention, because I think you're going to get a lot out of it, as I got a lot out of it. So sit back, folks. Yeah! The Ray Lucia Program, starting with the myth of low returns. And I'm actually reading from C. Thomas Howard, who's an emeritus professor of finance at the University of Denver and author of the book Behavioral Portfolio Management. I dig this stuff because I know that human emotion plays such an enormous role and whether or not you're going to be a successful investor, retire someday, or eat Alpo. That's a lot going to have to do with your human emotion. But here's what he had to say. Behavioral biases tend to pull down the expert consensus for annual market returns, and the experts, he says, this year will be wrong once again. We've talked about this before. I agree. If you're banking your future returns on what the experts tell you they're going to be, most likely those expectations will be wrong. He goes on, at the beginning of each year, a popular activity among investment professionals is to wax forth eloquently regarding the expected market returns for the upcoming year. For 2017, predictions are particularly low, he says, often in the range of 5% to 7%. Well, that's pretty much what I say every year. 5 to 7% plus dividends. Well, I'm no expert at predicting either. But, you know, if you predict 5 to 7% plus dividends, that's 8 to 9%. Most of the time, you're going to be right. I'll explain why. However, he says, the experts have historically lowballed their forecast. Oh, okay. There is a behavioral reason for this. It's better to err on the upside than to be wrong on the downside. So experts shade their forecast to the low side, driven by the well-known behavioral bias called loss aversion. Yeah, it's more painful to lose than it is to gain, or the elation that you get from making money. They also succumb to a confirmation bias, he says. They feel more confident since they are saying the same thing as everybody else does. That is so true. You know, the more people that prognosticate on this stuff and say the same things, the more things you hear over and over and over again on shows just like this one and others and on TV and radio and so forth. Regardless of whether the previous return was awful, wonderful, or simply run-of-the-mill, the average return for the subsequent year is right around the 90-year average of, guess what? What do you think it is? 10%. That's right. The 90-year average, 10%. Using the trailing year's return in determining the year's expected market, as many investors and professionals do, is an example of what they call availability bias, in which decisions are made based on the information that is currently available. A false sense of certainty develops when information is easily obtained, even if it is not correct or useful. Those who focus on recent returns when expounding on their expected return are often wrong, but rarely in doubt. That is so true. He goes on, but shouldn't current economic conditions be considered when projecting market returns? That seems obvious, doesn't it? You look at the economic conditions. And if they're good, markets look good. And if they're bad, markets look bad. Let's take a look at the evidence, folks. The history of stock returns, he goes on, reveals that regardless of whether the economy was, you know, mostly an immature economy back in the early to mid 1800s, or if it was industrial from the late 1800s to the mid 1900s, or service and information, which is the mid 1900s to today, the average return has still been right around 10%. The economy and market are amazingly resilient, pumping out the same average return no matter what is the main occupation of its citizens. This is quite compelling as I read through it, because he goes on to say this. A particularly striking example was the 1930s and 40s. What if I were to tell you that the next decade would see the worst depression in our history, with output declining 30%, unemployment reaching 25%, and then the following decade would be dominated by a devastating world war, which 50% of the world's production capacity is destroyed? Would you consider investing in the stock market for the next two decades? Probably not. But it turns out that the average return during those 20 years was still 11%, very close to the 10% average. Think about that for just a second. Think about if we were sitting here today and someone could look into the future and say, yeah, we're going to enter into World War III and a depression that's worse than the Great Depression or the Great Recession. And I would stay out of the market for the next, 15, 20 years, because it's going to take a long time for the U.S. to regain its composure. According to history, you should just hang on for dear life. Don't time the market. Just buy, because over a 20-year period, remember, we've talked about how long is long. And this is so critically important, especially for younger people to get their arms around. Because younger people tend to trade a lot more. Smart people like Jim Stewart tend to trade a lot more because they think they can outsmart the markets. And I'm not saying don't hire someone who is smart to help you buy effective stocks and so forth, because you know my feelings on indexing and active management. I feel strongly both ways in that regard. And I've given you documentation on how one is more momentum driven. And during momentum times, the indexing tends to do a little bit better. And during stock picking times, the active managers tend to do a little better, especially if they have high active share and low costs and manager ownership and all the stuff that we've talked about in the past. The problem is, I don't know which one's going to do better next year or the year after. So that's why I feel strongly both ways. And I think you can make an argument for doing both. I've written about it. I've talked about it. And I think it's probably a wise move. But beyond that, trying to second guess what the markets are going to do based on your thoughts about Donald Trump or Janet Yellen or Vladimir Putin? Waste of time, at least according to this fine man. Further challenging the forecasting community, Robert Shiller, a 2013 Nobel laureate, shows convincingly that market volatility as measured by standard deviation has little to do with changing economic fundamentals while having everything to do with investor emotions. Yeah, exactly. You can have a high price-to-earnings ratio for 20, 30 years. And we have had a high PE for many, many years. Long-term stock market returns have two primary drivers: underlying economic growth and investor emotions. The latter is the result of collective investor myopic loss aversion, a concept put forth by behavioral economists Shlomo Bernatzi and Richard Thaler 20 years ago as an explanation for the equity premium puzzle. That is, most of the historical 6.5% equity premium over treasury bonds, in other words, stocks over treasury bonds, is an emotional premium rather than a risk premium. So what's the takeaway for you and for me and everybody watching and listening? The takeaway is buy and hold over long time periods. Don't make emotional decisions. And seriously, do not time the market, because more times than not, you will be wrong, because you've got to make two decisions. When to get out is the first one, and when to jump back in is the second one. And regardless of the geopolitical situation, the president, interest rates, or anything else, markets on average still do 10%.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Have you ever wanted to stop the 9-to-5 grind and start your own business? Do you want to have more control of your income? Then now is the time to start and grow a business. Hi, I'm Heather Havenwood, and as a female entrepreneur, I have succeeded, I have bit the dust, I have bounced back to growth and prosperity. But this would not have been possible without first taking the leap and owning my own business. So join me every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern with my show, The Win.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Attention, Xarelto and Pradaxa users. If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Xarelto and Pradaxa are prescribed blood thinners used to prevent blood clots and protect people from strokes. If you have taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and been hospitalized for internal bleeding, call now. 800-305-2036. Serious bleeding has led to numerous cases of hospitalization and death.
If you or a loved one was hospitalized for serious internal bleeding or a stroke after taking Xarelto or Pradaxa, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Call 800-305-2036. That's 800-305-2036. Again, 800-305-2036.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back, folks. It is the Ray program. Joining me on the show, Lynn Rowe. Hello, Lynn. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
You know, I'm so impressed because I have my Super Beats here. And what's really interesting about Super Beats is I just started taking it a week or so ago. And I mean, I have to tell you, I'm feeling a little bit better. It takes me a while to get, you know, pumped. But then you shoot me a text the other day.
Good stuff.
And you said you've been taking it for a while. You like it?
Yeah, I like it a lot.
Well, that's good. That's good to hear. I know Sully does, a whole lot of people, a lot of athletes. Are you an athlete?
Well, to a certain extent, aren't we all?
You used to be a dancer. So what, you know me, I'm like science oriented. Yeah. I've got to be convinced.
Yes.
So I looked this stuff up. Here's what I learned about Super Beats, folks. Clinical studies prove 2 glasses of beet juice per day could increase your stamina by 16%. That's what caught my attention because I veg out in the middle
it's
of the day.
It's easy to poop out.
In 1998, the Nobel Prize in Medicine was awarded to 3 scientists who discovered nitric oxide's effects on the body. Doctors now refer it to as the body's miracle molecule. And the other thing that got my attention was this. According to the American Heart Association, Americans age 40 and over, which I think both of us are, don't produce enough nitric oxide. They produce almost 50% of the levels they did at age 20. So the whole idea here, folks, is go out and get your Super Beats because you get 90 days for 60 days worth of cost. Let's do it. Let's do it together. My wife, by the way,
yes.
like you,
yes.
is into the Super Beats thing. I didn't realize that until I told her we were going to start doing commercials. And she said, I've been doing it for a long time, and it's great.
There you go.
So, and, you know, and my wife, of course, she could eat dirt, and it doesn't bother her. Me, fortunately, they've disguised the taste, I think, because it's really not bad. I'm serious, folks. You got to try it. Anyway, you get a 30-day supply free. It comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also receive a free book, Beat the Odds,
Beat the Odds.
And free shipping on your entire order. You're going to love the results you'll feel when you get your free canister. So get your Super Beats today. Okay, Ray, was it Beats? RayBeats.com? Is that the best place to go? RayBeats.com. RayBeats.com. Thank you very much. And Lynn Rowe, well, you're all chipper. It must be from the Super Beats you're
drinking.
It's got
to be what it is.
I had an interesting conversation last week with some folks at a radio station, and you know we were talking strategy, a lot of different strategy.
Yes.
And I said, you know, one of the things that's really, really important from a retirement perspective, from a financial planning perspective, that people tend to ignore is taking care of themselves first before they take care of their kids. Because everybody wants to talk about college education. I've got some stuff here in my stack In fact, I just saw it. Here it is. Look, it says elite college prices now exceed $70,000 a year. What?
Yeah.
But Lynn Rowe will tell you it's much better to take care of yourself first, because if you lose your health or you're not around, your kids aren't going to be able to go to school anyway, right?
That's right.
You are a big proponent of taking care of mom and dad first and then worry about the kids' college and so forth.
Absolutely. You know, we hear it when we get on an airplane, for pity's sake. What do they tell the parents? First thing, put the mask on you, then put it on the child, because you're not going to help that baby if you are gasping for air. So the same thing is true financially. Don't gasp for air on your finances and then try to help the kids, because you'll both go down. And that's the bottom line to it.
All right. So in talking about that, mm-hmm. what are the things that if you're going to communicate to parents right now?
Right.
Talk to them.
Well, first of all, as a younger parent, the first thing you want to do is protect one another. If you have kids, you're a parent, obviously, but you want to protect one another from the kind of pitfalls that a single parent goes through all the time. You can see it every time, you know, you talk to somebody who's a single parent. They have financial issues, they're fatigued, they're concerned about college, they're concerned about their own retirement. They can't even think about their own retirement. Once in a while, it crosses their mind. And then they've got their parents who might need care, or your parents who might need care, and they're generally the designated driver in those situations in terms of giving care. So you need to make sure that you cover each other for all of those things. And that doesn't mean just 1 year's salary. 1 year's salary, gone. So you want to get adequate life insurance to cover those things. And it's not expensive to do this at young ages.
You know, I was looking at that the other day, and I mean, I'm almost ridiculously inexpensive. How do the insurance companies insure somebody 30 years old for $50 a month and they get $500 or $1,000 or $700,000 of insurance? How do
it's
they do
probability.
That?
I mean, the probability is against the individual that anything's going to happen to them. And so they're paying premiums into a pool, and the pool are providing adequate resources for the insurance company to pay the claims for the unfortunate ones who do have those problems, who do lose a family member. So, you know, it's a probability thing. But we were talking about parents now. As a parent ages, you've got kids in college, let's say, or approaching college. Now you really need to start thinking about, what if something happens to me? You start to do the planning for yourself and say, okay, first of all, if I'm putting my kids through college and something happens to me, well, this could all fall apart. So you want to be absolutely sure that you've got, for example, disability insurance. You want to be adequately covered for that. You want to be adequately covered for other things that are contingencies that you don't want to think about.
Okay, here's what I hear most often, because I totally agree with you. And, you know, you and I took the same classes with CFP and all that. And they say, you know what, managing risk is most important.
Number one.
But then everybody says, but yeah, I got to spend 10-15% of my income on insurances and so forth, and they start to complain like little babies. How do you get beyond that?
Well, what we start to look at is the dollars that they're currently using for insurance and try to make the most of those existing dollars that are already going out for insurance. If you're already getting some term insurance outside your employer, then let's go shopping. I mean, people are living longer. Every time they have a census, one of the things that they learn is, ooh, people are living longer.
One of the things I found is with, like, health savings accounts, mm-hmm. which are now becoming more popular under Mr. Trump, mm-hmm. and I had one, and you did too, for a while, until we don't have them anymore, which I won't explain why I don't have one, but I think you can put two and two together. It's an age kind of thing. But you know what I'm saying? By changing my deductibles,
yes.
it freed up a lot of potential cash flow.
Sure, exactly.
And I could use that cash flow in a lot of different ways. The health savings account enables you to put that money away for savings. It
right.
could even be a retirement fund, a supplemental retirement fund.
Right.
But it could also free up some other monies that you can purchase, say, life insurance, disability coverage, long-term care, and use the same dollar. So I think that's an excellent point.
Yeah.
All right, we'll take a break.
Okay.
When we come back, I want to talk more with Lynn Rowe, who's one of the smartest CFPs around. I want my LTC.net. She does the full gamut, by the way. And when we do return, I want you to talk to me about how you can turn that life insurance policy into a long-term care insurance policy by just going poof. 877-270-3127 is her number. Write it down or simply go to iwantmyltc.net. iwantmyltc.net. Take a quick break. Come back with more of the Lynn Rowe Show. Well, kind of like her show. Don't go away.
There's a storm brewing in California, a deadly plant disease that can change our landscape forever. Spread by the Asian citrus psyllid Huanglongbing, or HLB, is a death sentence for citrus. The disease is already in our state. Now's the time to inspect your citrus trees and report suspicious symptoms. If HLB is not stopped, all citrus in California is at risk of disappearing. We must act now. Learn how to protect your citrus trees at californiacitrusthreat.org.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-973-5533. That's 800-973-5533. Call 800-973-5533 today.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill. Pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back, folks. It is the Ray Program featuring Lynn Rowe, Certified Financial Planner. Thanks for sticking around, Lynn. Before the break, during the break, we were talking about how literally every younger family member should have a life insurance policy to protect against death, but one that carries with it this rider that says if something happens to them, whether, you know, they die, they become disabled or critically ill or have a chronic illness, they can tap in to that death benefit. Typically, it's tax-free, and it doesn't really cost them any amount of money to speak of.
Not really, no. The younger they are, of course, obviously, the less it costs. But
the point that I wanted to make, and I'll have you comment on this, is everybody that's watching or listening right now knows somebody.
Yes.
Or knew somebody that died prematurely, that, you know, got sick prematurely, that had some kind of a chronic health condition. Every one of us knows somebody that would use this policy, yet for whatever reason, we fail to take care of our own shoes first. You know, the shoe repair guy, the cobbler and all that
Cobbler's
stuff.
Cobbler's kid shoes.
Yeah.
Well, you're absolutely right. And that's why I'm saying to younger people, look, if you got term insurance anyway, let's talk. Let's take a look at this as an alternative to what you have.
Do all term policies have that rider now?
No, they do not. They do not.
So you would have to replace the policies. But what I've seen
And some aren't replacing. They're saying, you know what, I don't have enough insurance as it is based on the numbers, so add this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can put this rider on a term policy. For those that don't know, I mean, term insurance is temporary in nature and very, very, very inexpensive.
Right.
And I can probably explain why it's inexpensive, but you go with a highly rated company, they're gonna pay the death benefit. So for $50 a month or something like that, you can get a ton of insurance. But what Lynn Rowe is advising is that you get the type that has what is called an accelerating death benefit, an accelerated benefit for critical care or chronic illness, because if you have a $500,000 policy, maybe you can get half of it or three quarters of it or a quarter of it or whatever to write you a check up front if you have a heart attack or cancer or something like that. Can you explain how they work?
Well, basically, critical illness is, you know, if you have cancer, if you're diagnosed with cancer, I should say, you have any kind of major organ transplant, you have a stroke, you have a heart attack. I mean, those are the kinds of things that fit into the critical illness category. Chronic care is you need help with two activities of daily living out of the six, or you have severe cognitive impairment. Gee, that sounds like long-term care insurance. Well, it works like long-term care insurance in that sense. And what you're able to do is reach in and start taking an income from your policy to pay for your care or to give you the money that you need during that critical illness, as an example. When you're, you know, you're sick, you can't, you're going through chemo perhaps, you're out of state doing a different kind of treatment, and your spouse comes with you and your medical insurance isn't paying for their hotel room or their meals out. Well, this can help with things like that. I mean, there are lots of reasons people can find that this would be very, very helpful.
Now, you helped me buy a long-term care insurance policy about a decade ago. And I think you may have called it anti-nursing home or whatever. I mean, Jeannie and I have talked about this. And like the last thing in the world either one of us want is to be hauled off to some stupid nursing home. I want to stay home in my house.
Right.
So can you talk about home care versus yes. nursing home care?
Home care, 70% of the claims that go into all the insurance companies for long-term care across the nation, doesn't matter, 70% are home care. Why? You just said it. People want to be at home. They want to be with their family, their friends, their pets, their stuff. They just want to be in familiar surroundings when they're not feeling well.
Well, I don't want some Nurse Betty coming in like every day and they got your meds for you. You know, that kind of thing. I'd rather have
your chicken soup.
Somebody that my you know, wife can screen.
Yes.
And, you know, because what I have found is typically they go through a few nurses or a few different staff people until there's a comfort level, and then you keep them forever because you love them.
Yep. Well, and that's the thing. You also want a professional helping you do the vetting. You don't want to just be kind of going through the yellow pages and going, I'll take that one, and then try again next week with the, you know, down the alphabet. You want somebody professional helping you vet. When you have a long-term care insurance policy, for example, they have a benefits coordinator that comes in and does that. They have lists of caregivers in the area. If you get the kind of home care plan we've talked about before, Ray, where it's not a set insurance, but it's a membership plan. A lot of people love that plan. That plan, they actually have already vetted people who work for agencies and send them out. So you've got help.
Yeah, and if you want to get the help that you need, get a hold of my pal here, Lynn Rowe. She's been doing this forever and a day. And when people contact me, I just shoot them over to you because I quit learning about this. You know what, why I quit learning about it?
Let me think.
Because I have you.
You delegated it.
I did. And that's why I have you on the program all this time, because it's one of the most critical elements of financial planning and one of the most overlooked elements of financial planning. And sometimes you just need a big boot in the fanny to get moving on. So give Lynn a call, 877-270-3127. I want my LTC.net. And what she'll do is she will sit down with you on the phone or face-to-face and have you draw, or she'll draw out a little pyramid. Now, we hate to talk about pyramids on a program like this, but this pyramid, I think, is illustrative because at the base of that pyramid, the long, wide base, is what we call in the biz risk management. Uh-huh. And you should write down every single risk, not just long-term care and healthcare risk, but every one of the risks that you might have to address, whether it be loss of job, loss of health, et cetera, et cetera. Write them all down. Divorce, death. And then someone like Lynn will coach you through each of those and say, is this a risk you can manage on your own, or is this a risk where you want to delegate that risk to an insurance company or some other service? And if you do that and you apply a budget, say, you know what, I can allocate X percent of my budget to risk management, and then let her do the heavy lifting for you. I mean, you may not get Cadillac this and Cadillac that, but at least you go to sleep at night knowing you're in pretty good shape, right?
That's right. You know what month this is, Ray?
Uh-oh, here we go.
I emailed you and I told you.
What month is it?
This is Small Business, National Small Business Month, and next week we're going to talk about the advantages to a small business owner for getting this kind of coverage.
Okay, if you didn't know it, folks, it's National Small Business Month. And I do have a whole bunch of stuff prepared to talk about small business tax deductions.
Get them started.
But did I know it was National Small Business Month? No, that's the other reason I have you on the program, is to keep me informed on that. I do remember you sending me the email. I do read your emails, by the way.
Okay,
I just, you know,
gotta
I forgot.
Harass you, Ray.
That's okay. You can harass me. It's all good. Everybody harasses me. 877-270-3127. That number is worth having on the Rolodex. I'm telling you, 877-270-3127, whether it be for yourself or a family member. I think one of the things that Lynn has explained over and over again is if you can buy it up and pay it forward for a parent or a grandparent, mm-hmm. not only will you be doing a great service for them, mm-hmm. but you'll be doing a great service for yourself. Because as you and I have both spoken and written about, the caregiver really get screwed on this deal?
Well, the caregiver has a way of protecting themselves, and that is to make sure that their parents or grandparents have the coverage. And if they don't, and they are struggling with whether to or whether not to, do it for them. My gosh, that's a huge favor, as Ray said. You can do it for them. You can get the coverage and say, I've got this.
Yeah, okay, 877-270-3127. I want my LTC.net. Excellent stuff. Very, very excellent. I see you got the blue on today. We're all matchy-matchy.
Hey.
Yeah, my wife and I were at one of Trey Ray's basketball games yesterday, and by happenstance,
yes,
we were matchy-matchy. Jeannie hates that.
Seriously?
You know, oh, she doesn't like it when I match her.
Oh, you guys look so cute when it happens.
She's wearing red, and I put on a red pantsuit. No, a red tie. And she says, what are you doing out there with a blue tie on? She doesn't talk like that. That was my impersonation of my wife.
Yes. Don't get in trouble now.
Lynn Rowe, I want my LTC.net until we see you again.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much for informing us.
Thank you.
I want my LTC. It's a great little website, by the way. I want my LTC.net. Now, when we come back, it's all about your emails. If you want to email me, go to raylucia.com, raylucia.com. Click on the Ask Ray button. Send me one right now. You never know. I may get to your email next. Ray Lucia, LUCIA.com. Click on the Ask Ray button. We'll go out on Tiny Dancer. It's only fitting.
Hold me close, Tiny Dancer.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. If you own a home, there's a good chance its value has gone up. In fact, year over year, housing values nationwide have risen by more than 6%, one of the largest increases this decade. Quicken Loans has smart ways to help you take advantage of your home's rising equity. You could take cash out to consolidate debt, or you could refinance to eliminate private mortgage insurance. No matter what's happening with the housing market, it's always a smart move to call us at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Experience the confidence that comes from working with a mortgage partner that has your best interest in mind. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN today or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom. And Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons Now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-973-5533. That's 800-973-5533. Call 800-973-5533 today.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Biz Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome back, folks. It is the Ray Program, 844-RAY Show. If you want to chat about your money, or if you have an email, go to the website, raylucia.com, R-A-Y-L-U-C-I-A.com. Hey, tell Lynn to come back real quick, all right? Yeah, put the microphone back on her, because I've got an email here that I think I'd have her answer, because she has great expertise in this area, from Martha. Martha, my dear. Hit it, boys. Hit it, boys. What was that? Okay, we've got Lynn Rowe. You all wired up now, Lynn?
Wired for seven.
All right,
here.
Thanks for coming back.
Yes.
I saw this, and I figured it's like four or five down, but I thought since you were here, we would tackle this one together.
Okay.
Martha asks, I see long-term care costs rising at a faster pace than my investment portfolio.
Hmm.
Should I start to allocate investment funds toward a LTC policy? I think I know what she means, but it's kind of funny when you think about it. Because if her long-term care costs went up $500, and that's faster than her investment portfolio, she doesn't have much invested.
That's right.
But I think she's saying percentage-wise, at a faster clip, at a rate. What options do people have when they're faced with these higher potential premiums for long-term care? And incidentally, the reason long-term care insurance is expensive and going up is because people are using it. All right, it was mispriced way back in the day when the actuaries first came around. They said, well, not that many people are going to get it. Well, guess what? People are living a lot longer, and part of that means instead of dying, they end up going into nursing homes or needing home health care. That's why the costs are higher. On a relative basis, the costs are lower for those that are actually going to need the care, and more of us will. Anyway, I think I got that right. Correct?
I think you did.
Okay.
Yes.
So now, can you explain for Martha what she should do?
Well, we don't know how old Martha is, but let's assume that she is at the point where she really ought to be thinking about it, maybe in her 50s or so, maybe 60s, and she's got a portfolio set aside already. One of the things she can do, first of all, is to get a linked benefit plan where she actually takes a certain amount of her investments, preferably after tax, but she could do pre-tax, out of the left pocket, so to speak, and put them in the right pocket.
Did you steal that from me?
No.
I think you stole it from me.
No.
I've been talking about left pockets and right pockets for 20 years.
Yeah, okay.
But she stole it from me.
I've been with you 20 years, so
oh,
what can
okay,
I say?
Okay, so maybe I stole it from you. So you're saying take emergency money.
Take some emergency
and
money.
And just allocate it.
Be
because
done with
you
it.
Can leverage that emergency
yes.
money. You still have it for emergencies.
That's right.
But you can leverage it up to,
right.
you know, two or three or four or five times.
Depending on your age, that's exactly right. Or if you never use the care, right, You're worried about losing your investment. You're not going to, because the family's going to get more than you put in. Depending on your age, it could be, you know, 50% more, 100% more, 200%, it depends. So bottom line is that's one way to take care of that need.
The key in that particular contract and others, because there are annuity plans, there are life insurance plans and all that, principal guarantee, right?
Yes.
The principal is guaranteed.
Yes.
So you are not going to lose money.
Right.
All right? It's only a function of how much potential interest you get. And the interest you get can only be calculated after you're gone, and it's determined whether or not you used any of the free money for long-term care.
Right.
Because if you use it for long-term care, the investment return is quite substantial. If you don't, then the investment return is paltry, like a CD.
Yeah, and here's the thing. The interest is being used to pay for that insurance. And when have you been able to pay for long-term care insurance 100% pre-tax? Not very often, but you can do it internally in these contracts.
All right.
So the other way is you
can... Oh, there's more.
Oh, there are.
Okay.
You can get a life insurance contract, let's say that is a whole life type policy, a universal life type policy where you can pay an annual premium every year. And it still covers you for long-term care if you need the long-term care or the critical care, as we were talking about previously. So that's another alternative. And again, you've got to lock on the costs. It's not going to go up on you.
Okay. Lynn Rowe, thank you.
You're welcome. You can leave now.
You really did think this was your show there for a minute, didn't you?
I thought it was. She said it was.
Okay. Well, you know.
But I didn't hear Martha play.
Okay. Thank you, Lynn. 877-270-3127. If you have any questions, or email me, raylucia.com. I'll shoot them over to Lynn. If you forget, I want my LTC.net. How could you forget it? You're supposed to write it on your hand. Thanks again, Lynn. Let's go to Lloyd. Next up on the Ray Lucia Show, he emails me and asks, can I force my 401k plan to do an in-service rollover? And he goes, on my sheet it says, and I really love the show. Well, thank you, Lloyd. You can't force your company into doing an in-service rollover. It's either in the document or it's not in the document. First and foremost, what is an in-service rollover? An in-service rollover is where in your 401k plan, the company allows you, once you attain age 59 and a half, to take a rollover or a withdrawal without having to pay tax directly into an IRA. And where it can be useful is to the extent that you don't like the 401k options, or maybe you like them, but you'd like to have more diversity. Perhaps you want to invest in real estate, and you can't do that through your 401k. Perhaps you want to buy laddered bonds or individual CDs or whatever. Or perhaps you want to do something that, buy a mutual fund or perhaps an individual stock portfolio, and you don't have those options through your 401k. You could do a partial in-service rollover, roll the money over to an IRA. Remember, if it's not commingled with other IRA monies, it's still protected as a rollover from, you know, the bankruptcy courts, et cetera, et cetera. So it's actually a very, very good way for you to achieve more diversity. A lot of people will buy annuities, for example, if their company doesn't offer them. People can buy indexed annuities if they like that better than the bond alternatives. And right now, it's actually a pretty good idea, I think, because interest rates, according to Janet Yellen, they're going up and going up pretty soon, and we know what happens to bonds and bond mutual funds when interest rates rise. So, Lloyd, you can't force your company. The larger the company, the more likely it is that they have this provision in their plan. If they don't, you can talk to HR and say, have you ever thought about putting an in-service rollover option in the 401k document? Good luck with that, because if one of my employees ever came to me and said, you know, I want to do a rollover, in-service rollover, and you don't have it in your document, I'd say, well, it's going to cost me money to change it, so go pound sand. But your employer may be a better or nicer employer than I was. How was I anyway, Lynn? She's still here. Was I okay? I wasn't mean, was I?
He was okay.
Just
good.
Okay.
You were just wonderful.
Oh, okay, great. I'm glad. Give her five on the way out, right? Thank you. If you need me, folks, go to RayLucia.com. Now go out and make it a great day. God bless. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at RayLucia.com.
BizTalk Radio.